Students of color are disciplined in disproportionate numbers in Washington State, including Seattle. The Seattle Times reports that about half of all students disciplined for disruptive conduct in Seattle public schools are African American, even though they are less than 20% of the student body. Now we're going to talk with someone who wants to change the way we discipline our children. Jody McVitie runs the Seattle nonprofit Sound Discipline. Jody, welcome to KUOW. Jody, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear
me? Yes, we can now. Thank you, Jody. We're talking about, this is new data out, this report that about half of all students disciplined for disruptive conduct in Seattle are African American. Why is that happening now?
Boy, these are really, it's not just now, it's a history, and it's a complex problem. Just like anywhere in our culture, part of it is racism. There's some institutional practices that make it harder. But I do know, having been in schools a lot, that on the ground, people are doing the best they can with the knowledge they have. So it's really talking about, how do we make a paradigm shift around discipline? How do we actually help kids, instead of punishing them, how do we help them learn how to do the right thing? And what we know after years and years of punishing to teach is that we're pushing the same kids out of school over and over again. And what we need to do is come back, help them learn the skills they need to do to be able to solve problems, and also to self-regulate so that they can make the repair, that they can be held accountable but also make the repair instead of being kicked out of school.
Okay, help kids learn and make repairs instead of punishing them. Will you give us one example of the change that you are advocating?
Well, I'll give you a system example. We're working with a school in King County that looks at its own data and looks for patterns. And they noticed that a lot of the disruption was happening. It was the kindergarten, first and second grade. They were the young kids. And what they noticed is it was happening around transitions. So rather than pick on kids and saying, you're the problem, they began to say, well, what is the problem around transitions? And they, each grade level, picked a tool that they would do to teach their kids how to do it better. So one classroom picked learning, practicing some deep breathing just before transitions to get kids calm. Another teacher, another group, practiced reteaching the routines. And what they noticed in 1 month, that their discipline referrals went down by 30%.
Deep breathing.
So we can begin to teach the skills kids need to really feel like they matter and that they belong in school.
So there is a history, and you can see the common sense appeal of the approach of, when a kid does something wrong, kids want limits. They need to understand the difference between right and wrong, and they need to learn that there are consequences for negative behavior. What do you do with that whole body of that approach?
So I totally agree that kids need to be taught what to do. But a lot of times, especially with kids who have grown up and been exposed to trauma or conflict or have lots of things going in their family, in that moment, it's not that they won't behave, it's that they can't behave. So we go back and say, what skills are missing? What skills are missing for this kid? What skills are missing for the group? And how do we teach it? So, and really looking, how does this child connect to school? Do they know they matter here? Because we know very clearly that when a student knows that they matter and that they belong in school and there's someone at school who cares about them, their behavior improves dramatically.
Okay. They need to know they matter. You talked about deep breathing, reteaching routines. Does all of that apply equally to more escalated situations where, you know, a child brings a knife to school or gets in a physical fight?
Well, so no one's going to say if a kid brings a knife to school that child should stay in school. I mean, that kid needs to have some time out from school. But the real key is not what happened at that incident, but how do you help them come back into school in a way that they will never do that again? Instead of just pushing them out and saying we're done, that's how we put kids on the school-to-prison pipeline. We need to really think about what's missing here, what was underneath that behavior. But I also want to talk about escalating behavior, because when we talk to kids who've been sent to the office, the thing that they say the most often is that I was disrespected. And so what we're doing is we're working a lot with adults to help them learn how to de-escalate instead of escalate the behavior. We find that when a kid escalates, just because we're human beings and we connect to each other, that it's our tendency is to escalate as well. We get afraid, and then we need to stop it right now because we're afraid. But when a teacher actually gets the skills to calm down and bring that calm into a situation, we find that it's much easier to de-escalate. The child gets back in their thinking brain. They can solve problems. They can make a repair. And then they can come back to class more quickly. And that's what we want. We want them in class learning as much as possible and being respectful.
With the Seattle group Sound Discipline, we're talking to Jody McVitie about a new way to discipline our children. So, Jody, we've said a whole bunch of stuff here. So I just want to recap for if you're listening right now, a teacher or a parent, and in real time, as you know, these disciplinary issues, they unfold so fast, it's so hard to know exactly what to do. So recap for us, what is the main thing you want us to think about differently or do differently when it comes to disciplining our children?
I think the biggest thing that we can do as adults is really recognize that we're part of this dance, and that the more we can stay calm and the more we can see that child's strengths, the happier both of us will be. So when things get tough, first you ensure safety, but then we have to calm down ourselves and then figure out how to stop. So we have to stop and think. And when we're escalated, we can't do that. Our brain doesn't do that. We go on survival brain. So at home, I mean, when kids come to school, you know, we've watched over the last 5 or 6 years that kindergartners are less and less able to self-regulate. The more we help our kids stop and think and slow things down for them, the more able they're going to be successful in school.
You've been listening to ways to discipline, to not just punish, but to help our children learn, help them make repairs. And we've been talking about it with Jody McVitie. Jody McVitie with the Seattle nonprofit Sound Discipline. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.